find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. To buckle my shoe.
Hallelujah.
Anthony, test your microphone and make sure it's on. There you go. Well, you might want to talk so we can get your volume. Okay. We are live. Is the camera on me? Okay.
He was trying to see one time.
Anthony, test your microphone.
Well, one time he goes back there looking. Dean Martin said, "You're in my ear." He said, "Well, what's he doing?"
Spirit, lead me where my
did get off the subject.
Well, welcome everyone. I don't know if the camera's on me yet. For those of you watching, you're watching Ari Yehuda Messianic Jewish Congregation in Bristol, Virginia. And this is Anthony Cody. I'm Diane Van Wy. And welcome to our Nila service, which is closing of the gates during the Yom Kippur feast. And we're going to get started.
Welcome everyone.
Here. Camera's on me yet. I'm just going to open up with a song. For those of you watching, you're watching Ari Yehuda Messianic Jewish Congregation in Bristol, Virginia. And this is Anthony Cody. I'm Diane Van Wy. And
thank you.
We're going to open up with a song.
O daughters of Zion, O Abraham's sons, hear the words of your father, hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing, so count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation. I will give you this land. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam, lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you. You will no longer roam, lost and alone.
tonight, we're going to be closing the gates, and I hope some of you or all of you maybe have been fasting today or without something, and as a congregation, we come together in unity in that fast for many things, as well as what we said yesterday. We were asking the Lord to stand as our lawyer, as our advocate in Judgment Day, and today we're going to conclude with that service, and thank you all for coming, and thank you for watching online. And the camera should be on us right now. Thank you. A wave to everyone out there. Okay, so I guess we'll start with our, again, we'll be using these tonight, and we'll be, as a congregation, saying things together as Anthony will be leading as the leader. Is that right, Anthony? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll just follow the cadence of that and be in prayer as you do that, and we just love our Lord Yeshua. Thank you.
Page 109 in the Siddur. Give me a chance to get there. Okay, we'll start. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever.
Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable.
One generation will praise your works to another, and will proclaim your mighty acts.
I will speak of the splendor of your majesty and of your wondrous works.
And men will speak of the power of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness.
They will glowingly recall your great goodness and will joyfully sing of your righteousness.
The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and abounding in faithful love.
The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works.
All your works will praise you, O Lord, and your people will extol you.
They will speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power.
To make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the splendor and majesty of your kingdom.
And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord. And as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit that is on you and my words which I have put in your mouths will not depart out of your mouths, nor out of the mouths of your children, nor out of the mouths of your children's children, says the Lord, from now on and forever. Okay. Page 113.
Yes, turn there with us. I believe it's act for the sake of. Is that right, Anthony?
I'm sorry.
On page 113.
Yep.
Right here.
Therefore, let all assured of this, God has made this Yeshua, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. Act for the sake of God. Your name is merciful. God, your name is gracious. We belong to you, O Lord. Act for your name's sake. Act for the sake of your truth. Act for your covenant. Act for the sake of your greatness. Act for your majesty. Act for the sake of your Torah. Act for your glory. Act for the sake of your faithfulness. Act for your fame. Act for the sake of your kindness. Act for your goodness. Act for the sake of your unity. Act for your renown. Act for the sake of your instructions. Act for your sovereignty. Act for the sake of your eternity. Act for your mystery. Act for the sake of your power. Act for your excellence. Act for the sake of your justice. Act for your holiness. Act for the sake of your great compassion. Act for your glorious presence. Act for the sake of who friends who have died. Act for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Act for the sake of Moses and Aaron. Act for the sake of David and Solomon. Act for the sake of Jerusalem, your holy city. Act for the sake of Zion, your glorious residence. Act for the sake of desolation of your temple. Act for the sake of the destruction of your altar. Act for the sake of the blood of your servants who were killed. Act for the sake of those slain from your holy name. Act for the sake of those slaughtered to unity. Act for the sake of those who suffered for the sanctification of your name.
Act for the sake of the children who study Torah. Act for the sake of infants who are not yet accountable. Act for the sake of widows and orphans.
Act for your sake, if not for ours. Act for your sake and deliver us. But God mentioned his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Messiah died for us. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be an expiation for our sins. We trust you, our God. Act for the sake of Messiah Yeshua. Amen.
And in the Shema.
In the Shema, please rise for the Shema on page 15.
Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malhuto Leoam Vaed. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is alone. Blessed be he, his glorious name, whose kingdom is forever and ever. And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your might, and have these words which I command you this day be on your heart. And you shall teach them to your children, and speak of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign upon your hand, and be as frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Blessed be he whose glorious kingdom is eternal. Lord, the Lord your God, with all of your heart, and with all of your life, and with all of your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. Tie them as reminders on your hands, and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses, and on your gates.
Man. Congregation is seated.
We're going to have worship now, I believe. Yeah.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy. Song again, whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, worship your holy name. Your
slow to anger. Your name is great, and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, I worship your holy name. Bless you,
praise. like him, Lion and the Lamb, seated on the throne. Mountains bow down, every ocean roars to the Lord of hosts. Come praise him, praise Adonai. From the rising of the sun till the end of every day, praise Adonai. All the nations of the earth, all the angels and the saints, sing praise.
faithful and true.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's great worship music there. Sort of sets the tone for the day, really. So we're going to give you an opportunity today to bring an offering if you have one, and we will pray. Rabbi got just to mention something, and I'm not going to steal his thunder because I'm sure he will share on Saturday when they come back for Shabbat. But he did make it through the doctor today, and I'm just going to say that he'll give a full report when he gets back. I don't want to misinterpret something that he told, and he'll give us a report on Shabbat. So if you're live streaming, be sure you're back with us next on Saturday on Shabbat at 10:45, and he will give us a status on where he's at and what's happening in his life right now. So we're going to take up the offering. If you have one, you can bring it, and we will pray over that offering. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We thank you, and we pray that you will bless Rabbi Joseph and Rebbitz and Don. Bless Isaac and Joshua. Bless Isaac and Joshua, Lord. Bind them together as a family, Lord. And may you meet their needs today, Heavenly Father, as you've done previously, Lord. We just turn their lives to you, Lord, for you're in control of their lives. You have them in your hands tonight, Lord. And we just pray your blessings upon them. Safe passage home, Heavenly Father. And we just pray for the offering tonight that you would bless the gifts and bless the givers, Lord. A good measure, shaken together, pressed down and running over. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over, and surely goodness
mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Okay, thank you. We don't really have, I don't really have a message, but I thought I would just take just a couple of moments to talk just a little bit about some of the things that Rabbi said last night as he ministered about Yom Kippur. Of course, you know, as you look at Yom Kippur, it's the crown of the high holy days, because we see God is we can see how holy that God is when you observe, especially on Yom Kippur. And what was so interesting about prior to Yeshua's sacrificial death, and even after, the priests, to be the Kohen on that day was really an awesome task, because they had to do a lot of moving around. They took 10 baths, and they had to change 5 times their garments. And what was interesting about the garments that the priests wore when they went into the Holy of Holies was strictly just, it was all white. They didn't wear the gold and the embroidery, and the jewelry and all the fine things that signified their position within the synagogue. They wore just simply a white tunic or a white robe, I'm going to say, just to make it a little more simpler. And then they wore the mitre, which said God, "Holy unto God," and that was all that they wore in. And of course, before they could do anything as far as the sacrifice and the offering of the blood to God. And the reason they wore the white linen, it was a mitzvah not to mix wool and linen. And again, we see it was a separation of the wool from the linen, just like a separation of evil from good and light from darkness. And so they were not permitted to mix clothing. And the reason for that was Israel is a very arid area, and they would have sweated, it would have defiled the offering. And if the offering of blood was not accepted by God, they would die immediately at this presence. So they had to make sure they only wore the white linen and not anything that was wool. And before they could actually minister, they had to take 2 handfuls of incense and a laver off of the bronze, off of the incense altar, and they had to go into the Holy of Holies, and they had to stay in there and ignite that, make that incense burn. And the Holy of Holies was not a gigantic room like here in where we're at tonight, but it was a smaller room. But they had to stay in there knowing God's presence was coming. They had to stay there until that incense burned, and it was enough smoke to conceal the room in the presence of God. And then they had to go back out. They had to take a bath. They had to change clothes. They had to come back in, bathe again, and then they had to sacrifice the ox and bull for theirself and for their family. They had to make a substitution for themselves of their sins, because, again, they were sinners. So the priest would take the blood in and sprinkle it. He would come back out, and he would have to change clothes and take a bath again and wash again, and then he would do the casting of the lots for the goat. That's a perfect example of Yeshua when he was with Barabbas and Pilate. You know, actually, that was a casting of the lot. Whom would you choose today? And that's what they did when they cast lots. They would put a red rope around the goat that was not chosen, and that goat became the scapegoat and was led away. And the goat that the lot fell upon was the one that was sacrificed. And so we see at that time of Passover, when Yeshua was sacrificed, he was the one that they chose. Of course, he was chosen when he went into Jerusalem riding the donkey. That was the day, that was the 10th of Nisan that you choose the lamb. So it all leads up to the picture of Yom Kippur, where he was sacrificed, and the priest would take the blood in for all the people that were in Israel. That was where you were Jewish or not. They would sacrifice for all the sins of the people. And what's interesting, that was only once a year, but they made multiple trips into the Holy of Holies. And he would come back out. He would sprinkle the blood, come back out. Then they would sprinkle the altar. He would change clothes, bathe again, come back in, bathe. And then he had to go back in and get the fire. He had to get the holder of the fire and bring it back out of the Holy of Holies. So it was a tedious time because he couldn't really mess up because God was there. And you know, if the blood wasn't accepted, then the priest would be slain because it would be unacceptable to God, because once it was defiled, it would no longer be holy. So we can see that was quite a time to be the priest to go in and do that. You know, Yom Kippur, it's a secret really of being a human being, and that we can change. We have the ability to change our lives. And I think if you look at Yom Kippur, you see the theme from the Torah is it's God calling us to be holy unto Him. Because he says in his word, we are called to be priests, and we are called to be holy unto him. You see, and it started really back at creation. In Genesis 1:4, we see that the Heavenly Father, he separated light from darkness, and he called the light day, and he called the darkness night. You see, the Heavenly Father, Adonai's name is associated with light. And when we see the temple, and later the Mishkan, we see that with those, God separated the clean from the unclean. And in his Kashrut, we see that we are instructed about what is clean and what is unclean to consume. So God is concerned about us totally, and most of all concerned about our spirituality with him. You know, just to close, I don't want to tarry with this because we've got a few more things to do here. But, you know, sacrifices existed before God's word was given to the Israelites at Mount Sinai. We see that Adam sacrificed, because somewhere they had animal skins to put on them after they sinned. And I think it came from the sacrifices, because they did not eat meat in the Garden of Eden. They didn't eat meat until after the flood. And we see Abel sacrificed, and it was accepted of God. And that's when he was slain, because his brother became jealous because he brought an offering of grain. But again, God desired the blood that would atone for sin. That's what he was looking for. At that point, they were out of the Garden of Eden. They had been cast out because of sin. And you know, Noah, he took 7 clean animals on the ark, pairs of animals, to do sacrifice. That was the purpose of the clean animals, was to offer sacrifices unto God. And we see that, you know, that's the first thing he did when the ark rested. They performed a sacrifice. He built an altar, and they performed a sacrifice. So I just wanted to mention that just a little bit today, that it is a special day. It supersedes any other days, any other activities on the Hebrew calendar. Is the Day of Atonement. And so it's our opportunity, because when Yeshua was sacrificed, the covering of the Holy of Holies, the parakeet, was torn. So it became open. That's signifying that we no longer had to have someone take a sacrifice in, because Yeshua was the sacrifice that takes away the sin of the world. So we have a direct access to God. We don't have to go through all these things, even though we observe them, because it's a moed, so we can remember the things that God has done for us. So, you know, we don't do sacrifice right now, but I think in the years to come, if the temple is rebuilt, that sacrifice system will, because right now the Jewish people on the Day of Atonement don't have a sacrifice of the blood. So, but you don't need it anymore, because Yeshua paid the price. That's why the parakeet was torn. There's no separation between us and God. So that's my thoughts for today. And we're going, if you would turn in the Siddur to page 115. And Deborah, you can get ready with the shofar there.
So at the bottom of 115, Anthony's going to start, "The Lord, He is God."
And then it'll go over to the next page.
Right, at the bottom.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Anthony.
Okay. This specific phrase was first used when Elihu Navi called Ahab, the people of Israel, to Mount Carmel, where they saw Adonahu Ha Elohim.
The Lord, He is God.
Even earlier, Abraham Avinu realized Adonahu Ha Elohim.
The Lord, He is God.
Israel during the Exodus and at Sinai understood. I'm reading the wrong ones. I'm sorry. Adonahu Ha Elohim.
The Lord, He is God.
The Lord, I'm sorry. The powerful Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar finally concluded.
Adonahu Ha Elohim. The Lord, He is God.
Yeshua HaMashiach's resurrection demonstrated Adonahu He Elohim.
The Lord, He is God.
At Messiah's return, all will proclaim Adonahu Ha Elohim. The Lord, He is God. Together we affirm today Adonahu Ha Elohim.
The Lord, He is God.
Okay, and if you're ready, Deborah.
And this is the Tikiah
Gedolah. Tikiah HaGedolah. It's okay. Okay, thank you. The Hayah Olam Kata knew. We have been inscribed in the book of life forever. Okay, that concludes the service, except for the Kohen blessing. If y'all will rise for that, we'll do.
That was supposed to be the Tikiah Gedolah. It's just one blast.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, if everyone's ready, this will be the dismissal, and you all can, if you want to go,
and we can discuss,
break the fast. Y'all can do that after
right,
we finish.
We can discuss where any of us want to go if we do after service.
And the Lord told Moses, He said, "This is how you will instruct Aaron to bless my people when they come before me." Ivareka Kadonai Bayishmareka Yar Adonai Panaveleka Vikunika Isa Adonai Panaveleka Vayasimlaka Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, our sacrifice lamb. Amen. Be blessed the rest of the evening.